It's episode one of the Club Penguin podcast.
Welcome to the Club Penguin podcast. My name's Peter.
And I'm Emilia, and we'll be your hosts for this podcast.
Let's get into the news.
What a party this has been. There's so much snow everywhere. It's the best Club Penguin party yet.
Yeah, and in the newspaper it said that this snow may be here to stay for a while. What do you think that would affect on penguins?
Well, it is kind of annoying because you can't get your way around the neighborhood that much, but it is kind of a nice effect.
Yeah, and it would be cool to stick around for a while in this snow. Also, the fireworks have been going off ever since the New Year's.
Yes, if you go to the iceberg, which is hidden on your map, in the top right-hand corner, you can see fireworks going. It's quite a sight.
Which was your favorite party, Peter?
Well, personally, I like the Halloween party because there's really good music. And it was all dark, which was amazing on Club Penguin, which has never happened before.
My favorite was, like, the beach party because it was the first biggest party Club Penguin had ever had with new music, and the whole town was completely decorated for this occasion. Email us at clubpenguinpodcast@gmail.com to tell us what you think. What do you think about this new game called Thin Ice?
Well, I like it a lot. It's pretty fun, and there's only two arcade games in the whole Club Penguin, so it's a nice addition.
Well, you don't get that many coins, though. Only about 150 per gameplay. But it's good to play if you're bored and just wandering around the town. What are some of the tips for this game, Peter?
Well, the whole point is you want to get as much ice burned as you can in completing the level. There is other additions like the money bags, which get you even more coins.
And the green squares are teleportation devices, which will teleport you to the next green square. However, you can only use this once. Do you know that it is not a red Puffle that is in the game? It's really a black Puffle, Peter.
Yes, it actually is. You know the special edition for the special trick for the black Puffle is that it gets on fire. So it looks like a red Puffle, but really it's the black one on fire. You can find this out every time you start on the level, and you'll see the black Puffle turning into a red.
What's your rating out of 10 for this, Peter?
Since you don't get that many coins, I'm gonna have to give it a 7. It's pretty fun.
The coin factor is a big thing, so I would give it maybe a 5.5. It's a great addition to Club Penguin, but it just doesn't get you much coins. Email us at clubpenguinpodcast@gmail.com to tell us what you think about the new game and give us some tips and tricks. Now we go into the tips section of our show. Here's the Kart Surfer Pro Peter telling us how to get more 400 or more coins on Kart Surfer.
Yes, my record is 455. Maybe you guys are really good as well. Well, the way I do it is I do as many backflips and 360s, not in a row, but a backflip, then a 360, then a backflip. Keeps on going on like that until you come to the turns where you do a grind going sideways. Also, to get the most coins possible, use up all 3 lives so you'll have more turns to turn the corner and get way more coins. That's how I do it.
Just don't try to die there. Also, the way you do a backflip is you hold back on the back key and you double hit the space bar. To do a 360, you hit the space bar and hit the left or right arrow keys. Keep doing a backflip, then a 360, and you'll max out with the coins. Now I'm going to tell you how to master the game Jetpack. First, if you want to find bonus jetpacks, on the end of the 5th or 4th level, there's a small little alcove you can go in to find jetpacks. Also, on the final level, when you're falling down really fast, go in any side places, and you will find lots of gas and bonus jetpacks, meaning you'll get more lives. You can also find many 10 coiners. And because of that, you can collect every coin on the way down. My record is exactly 600 coins on that. Also, there is a bonus jetpack on the level where you go over the oceans. If you go straight up from the penguins throwing snowballs at you, you will find a windmill. Go through the windmill and you'll find a 10-coiner, a gas, and a jetpack. Email me if I'm wrong. Now I'm going to tell you how to complete the new mission. First, you have to go to the sports shop on the map when you have started the mission. Talk to Dr. G, and he will tell you you have to find some riddle with a bunny. So you go up to the sled hill and decode the message on the bunny hill sign using the secret agent language. The secret word is mogul, and it doesn't change at all. Go back to G, talk to him again, then he will lead you and uncover with a blanket an odd-looking sled. Take that sled and put it in your inventory, then go up to the sled hill, take it out of your inventory, then click on the sled run with it. After that, you cannot complete that sled. It is impossible. The whole point of the mission is to crash the sled. Then you will wake up in the wilderness. Look around you and pick up some what you think could be critical items, like a ski pot and especially the rope. After that, you can combine the rope and the ski pole, and that makes a fishing pole. Continue on your journey, and you will find a bush full of berries called O-berries. Pick 3 of these berries and continue forward. You will find a group of puffles. Click on these puffles, and they will all run away with a squeak. But then, the only puffle left will be the black one, just sitting there. Feed him an O-berry, and he will start to flame. Now he is your buddy. Continue on your journey, and you will easily find a cave surrounded by bushes. Click on these bushes and the cave will be exposed. Go into the cave and you will find a pile of rocks. Click on these rocks and it will make an area for a fire. Go out of your cave and look around for a small brown log. Not a green one because you can't pick that up because that is rotten. When you find that, go back to your cave and place it where your stones are. Then walk over to the fire and the black puffle should be around it. Feed him an O-berry, and he will start to flame. When he comes back down, your fire will start. Then go out of your cave and go to the stream. Then use your fishing pole on the stream. You will catch a fish, then continue back to your cave. After that, you put the fish over the fire, and it will make a nice toasty meal. Click on that, and you will eat it. Then go looking around at some trees. Go everywhere and look for a tree that has a small handle sticking out of it. When you see that tree, click on it and keep clicking. That will shake it and that will make a pot fall out of the tree. Then get this pot, put it in your inventory, and go back to the river. Click on the pot and then click on the river. You will get some water and go back to your cave. Boil it down to be healthy. Then drink it. Then you will see the screen go black and you will fall asleep. When you awake, a secret agent will be outside your cave and he will guide you back. That is all. If you have any questions or comments about the new mission, email us at clubpenguinpodcast@gmail.com. Well, Peter, Rockhopper bought a nice surprise, a new red puffle. What do you think about this?
It's a very nice one, and it's for non-members, which is a good thing for everyone who I'm clubbing with that is not a member, unlike Emilio and I, who are members. We do like the red puffle because it's very friendly, and it's a brand new color, red. Rockhopper brought it, and it's getting a little too much publicity for me. It's in the paper a lot. Rockhopper brought it, it's for non-members, and people even think it's the game, the new game called Thin Ice. But that's actually the Black Puffle, so don't worry. Now let's close out the show with some Club Penguin rumors Emilio and I have been thinking about and that have been going around.
Is another arcade game coming soon? If you look in between a space in between Thin Ice and Astro Barrier, there is enough space for another arcade game. Not on the sides, directly in the center. And that is a perfect place for another arcade game. Also, maybe Club Penguin is going to release a two-story igloo, meaning you'll be able to go up some stairs and you'll be in a whole nother part of your igloo. But wowee, that would be expensive.
Yes, there is a double split igloo, but there's nothing like stairs on a real two-story igloo. The problem is, though, which gets me mad, I have over 100 items in my igloo. No. And it kind of gets me mad because you're not allowed to put any more than that. But for that, you need a lot more igloo capacity. Club Penguin only allows you 100 items in your house. And I have 100 items exactly, and I'd like to put way more out. That's what gets me kind of mad.
Yeah, I think this should really expand it, 200 or 300, or just be infinite. Penguins, I bet, all over are mad about this. We need more item capacity.
That's all the rumors there are.
If you want to contact us, you can, for one, contact us at clubpenguinpodcast@gmail.com or visit the site, cpcast.podomatic.com. If you see us around Club Penguin, my name is Ice Emilio, and Peter's is
PETAMUS.
Thank you for listening to the show. Let's close it out with some holiday music to get you in the spirit. To. Tip number two, during the whole podcast, there will be a mini slideshow of album art playing in the album art area. To enlarge this, just click on the album art and a new window will open with an enlarged picture. Also, we're hosting a contest. The person who sends us the best motto for our show at clubpenguinpodcast@gmail.com, no spaces, will get to meet PETAMUS and or Ice Emilio, me. Make sure to include your Club Penguin name in the email, or if you just want to be announced by your real name, send your real name in the email plus your Club Penguin name. We'll email you back to tell you if you won or thanks for participating. Thanks for listening and we'll see you next week. By the way, all mottos have to be entered by January 30th. Good luck!